Welcome to the Drive Time, where us white bitches talk about whatever the fuck we want. My name is Mariah.
I'm Corey.
And I'm Sarah.
And this time we are doing White People Talk Online. We're talking about everyone's favorite food, tacos. And if it's not your favorite food,
tacos.
Get the fuck away from us. This was Corey's idea. Corey, tell us about your love affair with tacos.
Well, let me tell you how I got the idea. Two things inspired me. So, as we sang in the beginning, if everyone knows what TikTok is, there is a TikTok.
With a song by the great band Blue Burger.
Yes. And they sing White People Taco Night.
We'll get Grammys
and
Christy Store.
While I laughed my butt off, I also realized happily that my family does not do White People Taco Night.
They do Real People Taco Night?
Correct.
Oh, that's so nice.
They do authentic, yeah, because my mother was born and raised in Phoenix. So while she was living with a white family, they were surrounded by legit delicious food. And she knows how to make it. But then also, if you guys watch stand-up, Trevor Noah's latest special, Son of Patricia.
Patricia!
So good.
Right? It is so good. And he has a whole bit talking about the first time he ever had tacos in America, not knowing what a taco was, and then the not understanding, because in South Africa, they learn British English. So a napkin is a diaper for a baby. So this guy.
Yeah. I remember this.
Yes. So the guy at the taco stand, for one, he doesn't know what a taco is. His friend has not adequately prepared him for what a taco is. And then the gentleman at the taco stand is like, do you need a napkin? And Trevor is like, oh, shit, do I? Like, is this going to make horrible things happen to my body?
I mean, and depending.
I yeah,
oh
right?
Gosh. Yeah. Yeah, and just, it's so good. It's on Netflix. Go watch it. But the thing that he said, he goes, I have been all over your country. I've been to every state in the U.S., everything. The one thing all of you guys agree on is that Americans love tacos.
Tacos!
And I was like, it's
true. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. I feel like everyone loves a taco, and I don't... They have just morphed into a whole thing where, like, well, pre-COVID, so 6 months ago, if not more, my family and I went to, like, a little niche, like, hipster bar, and it was literally just tacos. They had, like, 50 different kinds of tacos you could order, and that was it. Like, what have we come to?
A taco bar!
Yes. I mean, there was everything, and some of them I would not call a taco, but we'll get into that.
We'll get into that. So before we really get into this thing proper, we have to ask, what are you drinking?
Oh, that's right.
we have a formula here somewhere.
Yeah, it's hidden away. We have it somewhere. Well, shockingly enough, I have a whiskey.
That is so shocking.
No way.
I'm going to shock everyone. I'm drinking water.
Wow. This is actually shocking. I'm drinking ginger ale.
What?
Wow. I know.
It's not water.
Going crazy over there.
You know.
I love it.
So good. So good. So.
Are you ready?
I feel like we're ready. Sarah, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
So,
Corey, the fuck is a taco? Explain.
So, according to my best friend, Wikipedia, a taco is a Spanish word that is a traditional Mexican dish consisting of a small, hand-sized corn or wheat tortilla topped with filling. The tortilla is then folded around the filling and eaten by hand. And then it just goes into, and then it can be filled with all kinds of shit. And tacos are a common form of
and tojitos, or Mexican street food, which has spread around the world. Mm-hmm. Not wrong. So the thing is, I really loved going into this because it was like, what are the origins of a taco? We actually don't really know what the origins of a taco are, because it was probably, we consider it a typical Mexican dish. However, it was probably in North America slash like in what is now known as Mexico for a very long time before the Spaniards showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So it it predates the arrival of the Spanish.
It's pre-Columbian.
Here's the thing. Literally, there is anthropological evidence that indigenous people living in the lake region of the Valley of Mexico traditionally ate tacos with small fish.
So what you're telling me is that one of the oldest dishes in America is a fish taco?
Correct.
I love that.
And I read that sentence like maybe a week ago and was like, I cannot wait for us to talk about
that. Is honestly
so wonderful.
Because let's be okay, here's the thing, because Mariah's favorite type of taco
well, that's great,
this place in the neighbor, like in the city where I grew up, like there's this one place besides Baja Fresh or whatever, there's this place every Taco Tuesday and mm-hmm. Taco Saturday,
mm-hmm.
they have a special on fish tacos. This place is literally Taco Tuesday every day. It's Taco Monday, Taco Tuesday, Taco Thursday, Taco Wednesday. Mm. I skipped Wednesday, went back. It's fine.
Right?
Like literally, but I have a different special every day, and it's freaking awesome. And I like, you can like for $1 a piece, and you can just pound those like you would not believe.
So good.
Thank you for telling me about this.
You're welcome.
The well, beautiful so here's, thing.
Here's the other thing. The reason there are so many variations on a taco is much like every other variation of food wherever you go. It depends on what region you live in. So, you know, shrimp tacos are very popular because there's shrimp in the ocean. But like carnitas are more popular in certain areas where it might be more inland, etc. And I just thought, it's like this food. The thing with tacos, the reason I also picked it was Trevor Noah's thing where he was like, it's one thing you all agree on. And I was like, yeah, and we don't talk about it. Like,
it's true.
Like, everyone's always like, here's what we don't agree on, and here's what we whatever, or music is the voice of love or whatever. And you're like, sure, but like food?
And yeah,
like, tacos
and
are truly this like, no, I've not met someone who doesn't like a taco.
Right, like that, I was literally about to say that, and I'm like, is it because I've only really ever lived in the West slash the Southwest? So like,
I don't know, because when we go out to Tennessee, there's like taco trucks, and
oh, I love that.
Yeah,
and that's and I mean yeah stuff. Well, when
I mean, they did Taco Tuesday in Alaska.
I mean, so, here's the crazy
there
thing.
There you go.
What? Like, there's a, I mean, there's a burrito yeah. truck in South Dakota that I saw.
Perfect. But you like, didn't eat it.
No.
You didn't go risk it. A burrito. A burrito truck in South Dakota.
It was, and yeah, no. See, like, that's the thing. Like, the further away you get from the border, the more suspect your taco becomes. You know,
so true.
Like, tell me about that Alaskan taco. I need to know all about it.
Oh, well, so I, for the listeners, I worked at a hotel in Alaska for 2 summers. And so in our EDR employee dining room on Tuesdays, they would do Taco Tuesdays, and they were very lackluster.
Yes.
Because it was just like soft tortilla. I don't remember if it was corn or flour. They might have had like a choice. And then it's like whatever kind of ground beef that they made. And then it's like pre-made guac, pre-made salsa. Like, it's just white people taco night.
Right.
From the song. Like, that's what it is. But it provided a sense of like comfort for people who were, you know, away from home.
Yes.
That there was still a Taco Tuesday. You know?
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
It's crazy though, like I don't ever do Taco Tuesday.
No, almost never.
Like,
it's just taco day every
it's
day.
It's taco night. Like, I'll have tacos, but like, I don't feel like I've just been like, oh, it's Tuesday. Ah, oh, yeah, Taco Tuesday. Like, I've never done that.
I have sometimes when I ate meat. I should preface when I ate red meat. I would remember, oh, it's Tuesday because at Del Taco, which is one of my favorite, I know it's not real Mexican, it's just one of my favorite comfort foods.
Mm-hmm.
They do 3 tacos for $1.
Yes.
On Tuesdays. And so I would remember, you know, on Tuesdays, I'd be like, oh, it's Tuesday, yay. Or on Thursdays, they do the chicken soft tacos for three for $2 or whatever. And I would remember to go. But that was it. Other than that, we always have tacos or burritos, most likely tacos because my parents, we prefer them at least once a week in our house, usually yes. multiple times. Because when you're the oldest of 6, guess what's easy to make for picky people?
Tacos. It's true.
So,
because you can just put a bunch of stuff out and people can put whatever they want on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you got people like my sister who's super picky and it's just meat and cheese. She's now branched out. She likes avocado and fresh jalapeno. And then you've got other people who'll eat everything but the kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, me. That's not true. I won't eat mushrooms.
I love mushrooms.
Right? Oh my gosh. Well, so just talking about like how it's just so widespread. That's the other thing. And they are cheap. And like any good street food, it's cheap to make. You know, tortillas aren't that expensive. You get ground beef and it's not that expensive or whatever. And you can make it vegetarian. And I think that's also kind of the magic of tacos and why people do love them. Like you said, you can you can make them. You get 3 for $1. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah, and it also just like depends on where you are and where you're at, and you know, because like mm-hmm. I live in Los Angeles, I live in LA, all
right?
So,
excuse us,
so
yeah, we don't need like, to know literally, that you have better tacos.
No, not,
than
it's
we
not
do.
That, it's that like literally across the street from me, there is a guy in his freaking driveway with a little griddle just selling tacos for 3 for $1. But then you go downtown and you go to the Performing Arts Center, which is like where the Disney Concert Hall is and stuff. And there's a taqueria there, which is like a taco. Like, it's called a taqueria. And it's literally $5 a taco.
Right.
Granted, they are some of the greatest tacos I've had. Uh-huh. However, uh-huh. The best tacos are free tacos.
Correct.
But, and I get, my school is so amazing. At least once a semester, they'll bring in this beautiful catering company. And they will make tacos for us. And they're al pastor, and they're carnitas tacos.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's so good! Like, people, like, literally will be like, can I have one of each? And then they'll come back for seconds. Like, I've seen people put down, like, 12 tacos.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
and they're the real tacos. The mm-hmm. real tacos.
Right. Well, so, okay. So, one thing that, because my mom was like, okay, cool. There's a lot you can talk about with tacos. Like, what's a street taco? Why are they so popular now? And I was like, I think they're actually more authentic. That's
they're way more
authentic. And they're like the actual, because even like on the Wikipedia, but it's showing like an original taco, the tortilla is the size of your hand. Mm-hmm. And like not a big hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you just like can get like 3 or 4 of them.
And just so you know, it's not a taco if it's in a flour tortilla.
Oh, that's not according to.
I mean, yeah, this. But like, yes, yes,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's maize,
right?
Like, yes. If it's like you're trying to be a, like an authentic taco, it needs to be made out of yellow or white maize.
Yeah.
So, but that's I mean, and like that, I got yelled at once.
Yes.
Because I was like, do you have any flour tortillas? And then people were like they like started swearing at me in Spanish. It was like a whole thing. They're like, no, bro, like you ordered the jalapeno and watermelon margarita. And now you want flour tortillas for your
white people taco night.
I got shamed. Like, so you've been publicly shamed into eating street tacos the correct way.
It's true. Yes. So you have been publicly shamed. So that is okay. Not the publicly shamed. That is my next question then. I have said why I think people like tacos because they're cheap and they're easy and whatever, like, you know, anyone can eat them. Why do you guys think people love tacos? And why, like, why does Trevor Noah from a different country come here and go, Americans agree on one thing?
True, true.
Sarah, what do you think?
Well, I don't really care why other
people why do you like tacos?
It's whatever. I love tacos because they are small and transportable and you can customize them and they're just delicious. They combine everything you want in a food. Like, you want a carb or fried something, so like if you fry your own tortilla, you know, taco shells.
Yes. Yeah, you don't buy
humble brag
shells. you don't buy taco shells.
You fry them yourself.
At least when you're doing white people taco night, you're doing it in that way, you know.
Like, yeah,
that's good
because I'm white, so obviously white I have to have a white right. people taco night, but like I fry my own taco shells and then like then it gives you a protein source, whatever that may be, and then, you know, a dairy and vegetables, and like you're eating vegetables but they don't taste like vegetables so all the time.
Yeah,
so that, you know, it really is just,
I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, just I like just basically tacos. All street foods from all of the corners of the world. It's a food that for a really long time was kind of looked down upon because it's something that poor people ate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a mm-hmm. whole meal in your hand. And if you can only afford one taco, you'll get at least one serving of everything
right.
in one taco. And like, and now it's like having this resurgence and it's so beautiful. But like you just said, Sarah, that it's customizable. That's why I really like tacos, is because they're probably one of the world's most versatile foods. Like
mm-hmm.
you can customize what kind of base you want for your taco, the meats, the veggies, the sauces, the salsas, you can have breakfast tacos.
Mm-hmm.
You can have dessert. You can have mm-hmm. a choco taco. Like tacos are so great. And I've never not been like, I don't think I want a taco.
Never.
Like, if somebody's never. Like, hey, do you want tacos? Actually, that's a lie.
It's not. Right, it's not a question.
I used to be a very picky eater.
The answer is always yes.
Until about age 15 or 16, I was like, no, tacos. Because they had, like, you know, vegetables and shit in it. And, like, ground beef, and it looked weird. And so, but then after that, like, I also didn't eat hamburgers until 15. Like,
well, yeah. We're just like learning a lot.
I know.
This is like a lot only, to think about.
Seriously, like the only meats that I ate until I was about 15 were chicken and pepperoni. That was it. And now, okay.
Interesting.
I'll eat.
You could have had a chicken taco.
I'll eat any kind of meat, honey.
I love it. Okay, so now that we've discussed, what is the most delicious taco you have ever eaten? If you can think of one.
Oh, man. See, my memory is kind of tainted. And let me tell you why. It's the staff Christmas party. And my friends on the line know all about staff Christmas parties. Because we get wasted. So it's 2 a.m. I've been partying with my colleagues for, like, I don't know, a long time. And so we're very intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's wearing their best. And they're in heels. And we walk downtown L.A., a gaggle of girls, like three or four blocks. But at the time, because we were so, like, you know, tired, hungry, drunk, it felt like a whole ass marathon.
Right, right.
And so we get to this taco stand on, like, 7th and Flower. And they do burritos as well. And I got a burrito, too, for the road.
Right.
Because the tacos that I had were magical. Like, that, like, it was, like, 3 for $4. And I was like, just give me one of each of whatever you've got. And I don't even remember what I ate, to be completely honest. But I just know that it brought me back to life. And I remember, I just love them. They're yes. so good. Like, I don't even remember what the name of the cart was. Like, that's what the worst part is. Like, I don't even know how to find them again.
Right. That is always, yeah. And, like, the thing that Trevor Noah goes into in his special, too, is that the most authentic tacos are always at, like, in an abandoned parking lot in, like, a van.
It's so true, though. Mm-hmm. Like,
he was yep. like, why? And I'm like, because that's a taco. Like, okay, but Sarah, what was the most delicious taco you've ever had?
Well, I have two answers. So one is like an experience that I could recreate and one I can't. It. So the one that sticks with me is one of the most delicious, amazing tacos I ever ate. I was in Tijuana.
Okay.
I was like 12 or 13. It was a missions trip. I also got my period that trip.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know.
Was that your first time getting your period? Oh my God.
Yeah, I was in Mexico on a missions trip. I hate that for you. It was great. I literally had no idea.
Did you think you were dying?
Didn't even say. I just thought, I really couldn't tell you what I thought. But in typical Sarah fashion, I didn't tell anyone. My mom was with me. But I didn't tell her. She had no idea until we came back and she was doing my laundry. She's like, Sarah, what is this? Yeah. Anyways, for the people to know, that's
getting deep and personal on taco night.
It's all tied up. It's some of the best tortillas I ever had because you just walked in. They had just made them and you got to take them out and they're all warm and delicious. Like, yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know what meat. They carved it off of the hunk of meat that was just roasting. They melted some sort of cheese on it. It was literally, they always recommend, like, don't eat the street tacos because you might, you know, might mess with your Nope. By far the best taco I've ever eaten in my life. But if you want something a little that you could recreate to go to a different country, I had almost any taco at this place called Torchy's Tacos. But it was an ahi tuna taco.
Oh my God.
And it was seared.
Yep. Oh my God.
We're all like.
And so it was just a seared ahi tuna taco. And I used to be like, there are several things that I don't like to eat. But when I do, I've been trying to like, if a chef has created it to be a certain way with certain things on it, unless I'm allergic to it. I get it, like the way it's ordered. And it was, it's so good. And so that is something that I have to drive up to Denver for it, but I could still go and get it. And it's a really great taco. It's one of my favorites.
Gosh, I love that.
So
yeah.
Corey?
The most delicious taco I've ever had. I just moved to Greeley, which for people who aren't in the know, is kind of just looks like a little cow town in northern Colorado. But it does have a very large Hispanic population. So there's like legit carnicerias you can go to and get really, really amazing, authentic food. And I'm from a part of Colorado where it's we usually go to the street taco dude to get food. But there were quite a lot of people going to college with me who had never done that. So there was this gentleman walking around campus with a taco cart, like just one of the push carts, you know?
Hell yeah. That's
oh, I love that.
And that's how you know.
I 100% was like, oh my God, I need a taco. And like the three girls I was with were like, you're going to get murdered. And I was like, no, I'm not. He probably has delicious tacos. Like, what are you talking about? And I was correct. I got a... Sorry, can you hear the motorcycles going down my street?
No.
Oh, good. Okay.
Not even a little bit.
So loud. They've decided that today's the day to be out and about.
It's because they're going to South Dakota.
Good riddance.
For the listeners, because this is dropping next week, right?
Yes.
All right, for the listeners, if you're listening to this on the week that this dropped, it is the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota. It's a town that goes from 7,000 to 500,000 people for 10 days. And it's the largest motorcycle rally in North America. And they're going through with it. And no one's wearing masks.
Right.
No one.
Yes. Yes.
Please pray for my family.
Yep.
Like, I don't believe. Anyway, you're like, continue.
You're like, all right, guys, have fun. Bye. Yes.
Have fun. I won't be there.
Right? But I know I walked up to him and he spoke almost no English and I speak almost no Spanish. So we did great. And I got like a beef taco, a something I will never know what it was, but it was really delicious taco and a shrimp taco. And I just remember sitting like on this green area and these girls are looking at me like I'm insane. And I was like, you're missing out on a wonderful cultural experience, but also like it was $3 for these. Like the dining hall costs more than this. And it's I will be true. Full for so long. But I remember thinking like, it's just one of those sensory experiences. It's so funny to listen to people talk about food, but like, oh my gosh, so delicious. Okay. So then my next question is, what is the most pretentious taco you've ever had?
Oh.
Are you ready? I have an answer to help.
Okay.
So it was at the aforementioned taco bar. And they had a tortilla-less ahi tuna taco. And I was like, you know what? I've already had a lot of carbs today. Let me just see what's happening. So I got like three tacos. One of them was this, and it comes out and it is literally just a pile of like meat and veggies. And I mean, it was good, but it's basically like sushi on top of a bed of lettuce. And you like could kind of roll the lettuce to get the food in your mouth, but like not really. And I just remembered being so angry. Because it was really delicious. Whatever the sauce was, they'd pour it on top of the tuna was great. And I was just like, please don't call this a taco. Like, this is the worst. Like, tacos are so much better than this. So that's also my most unauthentic taco I think I've ever eaten.
Oh, really? Man. I wouldn't even know what the most pretentious taco I've ever had is.
It was, and it was like $7. Taco. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Taqueria. I'm looking for the one that I was like talking. It's like in downtown LA.
LA.
Oh, it's literally just called Taqueria.
Okay.
Which just means taco place.
Great.
In Espanol.
Perfect.
It's got $3 signs on oh no, that's the one that's in Whole Foods.
Oops.
JK. But I've never gotten a taco from Whole Foods and I live by that.
That's fair. Yeah. I wouldn't.
Oh man, I don't know. I think it's that one place, you know. Yeah. Like I feel like I got a steak taco, and the steak taco was like, "This is filet mignon bits," and I'm like, "The why?"
Right. Yeah.
You don't. Skirt steak will do just fine.
Yeah.
Like also, I'm just gonna not shove to it like, into my face hole.
Right. And it's not to put people in boxes. But if I walk into a place that makes tacos or claims to make Mexican food and there's no people of color, I get worried.
Get out of there.
I'm like, please, no. I'm not 100% sure that this is going to go well. Because we are...
Like this... Yeah. Like, here's the thing.
Food from some culture. Like, right. You know?
Right. But like, here's the thing. I feel like I don't trust that a taco place is going to give me a good taco unless I see somebody flipping the tortillas on the grill.
Right.
Like, with their bare goddamn hands. With asbestos fingers. Like, they're not even fazed by the scorching hot, like, griddle. Like, they're just, like, flipping them like a abuela. Like, and, like, if, like, I don't care what color you are, what gender you are. If you are manning the grill with asbestos fingers.
Yes.
And just, like, making the, like, I'm like, all right, this place is legit. Like, we can do this now. Because these people don't feel pain, which means the only pleasure that they're going to get is from the tacos they eat. That's my personal life philosophy. Feel free to take it.
Apparently.
I love it. I will accept that.
I'm so glad.
Sarah, do you have any idea? Have you ever had a pretentious taco?
I feel like I probably have. I am a bit of a taco snob, so I usually am, like, very wary about the tacos that I eat. But I couldn't tell you. I've had, like, the one that was probably the least satisfying that was cost the most amount of money were these fried avocado tacos that they sold in Alaska.
Oh, I've heard of
I was going to say, which they, sounds like it could be great.
No, because the it sounds great, but the avocado fried bits, they're, like, way too mushy, you know?
Well, it depends on where you're going. So this was dipped in a batter and then fried. But it was just, it was really, very clearly created. Like, the recipe was created by not Hispanic person. So recently found out I have dietary issues. It's very, very sad because I can't have, whatever, have gluten or dairy.
It's very upsetting.
And it's upsetting to everybody. So these avocado tacos, I'm like, great, because I by choice don't eat a lot of meat, and so I was like, perfect, it'll be great, I'll just get it with no dairy and I'll suffer, because I think it was like a corn flour mix tortilla, and I'm like, so a flour tortilla, like,
yes.
And I got it once without any dairy, and the corn tortilla, whatever, the tortilla fell apart in hands. Because they normally put melt cheese on it, on the bottom of the tortilla, and then they put the, like, piece, the wedge of fried avocado, and then they do, it's like a corn salsa that's not spicy at all.
Okay.
And, like, a crema. I swear that's all that's in it.
Okay.
And it was the most disappointing experience in the whole world. Yeah, no,
that would be very sad.
Because I'm like, well, it's not even worth it to get it now. You know?
Yes.
To get it without dairy. Because it's all, like, it just tastes, it's just not as good.
Right.
Anyways, I don't know. That's the only pretentious one I can think of.
That's fair.
I've probably had a pretentious taco.
Yeah.
Right? But I just can't, like, think of one.
Well, because usually they're not good, and so you don't remember them. I just remember mine because it tasted really great, but I was angry. that they were calling it a taco cost. And how much it cost. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So then here's my other story about an unauthentic taco.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys ready? So I was living not in the Southwest, and it was not a place that knew what Mexican food was. Oh, Canada, I love you. But especially Eastern Canada.
Oh, like Quebec.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, they had like the weirdest tortillas in the stores, and the closest food I found was there was a Honduran lady who had started a restaurant in the old town. And so we would go to her to get like refried beans and good tortillas. But then, you know, she was Honduran. So it wasn't the food I was used to. It was still really delicious. And it still let me miss my home enough, you know, but it just was different kinds of food. So a friend knew that I had been sad. And we went over to her house one night, and she pulls out a box of Del Taco, or El Paso Taco. And I was like, oh, we're going to have like crispy tacos. I've seen these. We don't buy them, but I've seen these. And she goes, it's a taco kit. And I was like, okay, cool. And she goes, yeah, everything you need is in the box. And
come again.
And I went, what? And like, what do you mean everything you need? I was like, oh, so we still need to go get like meat and stuff, right? And she goes, no, it's all in the box. And I was like, excuse me, monsieur.
What?
Yes. And here's the thing, right? Somebody was trying to be very kind to me, and she understood that I missed my home. So all I could do was post a big smile and go, okay. And legitimately everything we needed was in that box. There was dehydrated tomatoes. Now,
so this makes me so mad.
So
oh my God.
When I saw that TikTok of white people taco night, I laughed for 3 days and sang that song to my mom, because I'm not going to name check the person who did this or anything. Like, they meant so well. And I was so angry.
That's so funny.
Oh, so good.
I you know, because really, truly, like, my mom did grow up in Phoenix. We grew up making, like, Sarah has kind of said, like, you get your own tortillas and you cook them yourself if you're going to have hard tacos on the stove. And we have had friends who are Hispanic. And one lady actually taught me to make pico de gallo as, like, payment for something.
Oh, nice.
And, oh, my gosh, my mom has a story. I wasn't there. But so this lady had just had a baby. Well, like, he was, like, 8 months old, you know. And my mom is at her house, and they're making some food, and this lady's like making, she might have been making pico actually, but she takes some of the jalapeno juice, puts it on her finger, and then just taps it on his tongue. And the little baby, you know, starts making like a horrible face, and then just looks at her. And my mom went, what are you doing?
Getting him used to the spice.
Yes! And that's exactly what this lady said. And my mom was like, oh. And so I think she came home and tried to do it with us, but we were like a little too old. But we'd been eating spice, so we were fine. But it was just so funny. But yeah, that's how I grew up. We did grow up eating like Mexican food, Tex-Mex, all that kind of stuff. So then this girl pulling out a box for tacos was so sad.
Dude. You know what my favorite inauthentic taco is? Mm.
The cheesy gordita crunch at Taco Bell.
Oh my gosh, right?
That shit is so delicious. Crack. It is so good. It's like, it's for the listener who apparently doesn't know what a cheesy gordita crunch is. Let me tell you a thing. So it's your normal Taco Bell taco,
mm-hmm.
hard shell,
mm-hmm.
mystery meat,
right?
Plastic cheese, fresh lettuce, and then they've got this like special salsa,
it's a creme sauce.
It's a crema, but like it's like it's got all of it's like I got half the flavor of a real crema,
yes,
with spice and none of the actual spice,
right? Well, because it's for all of us plebs.
Exactly. And then they slap that shit on the outside and put a soft flour tortilla on the outside of the hard shell. Oh my God.
Yes.
The first time I had one, I think I was like
coming home from my commute in downtown LA, and I was like 23 the first time I had it. Like, I was just like, where the shit has this been hiding my whole life?
And it's newer. It's newer.
Yeah. And then, like, the thing is, though, like, my roommates in college, Kayla and AJ, they would go to Taco Bell all the time and get cheesy gordita crunches. But I was like, I'm not a fan of Taco Bell.
It's because Taco Bell is...
like an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, it's the thing is, it's like getting bad burgers. Like, it's bad Mexican food. But if you have no money and there's no, like, taco man around...
Yes. Or if you're, like, desperate and, like, you need something or you're going to crash
open
into
at
someone.
3 a.m.
Yes,
like,
correct.
Let's be honest. It's
and
the...
they deliver. Right. Oh. Did you know the Taco Bell delivers?
I do
because
now.
I did. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't deliver well. If you can, just get your ass in a car and drive there and drive back. It'll take way less time.
Like, that's hilarious.
Like, seriously. And Taco Bell is, let's be real, is best fresh. The longer it sits, the more questionable it gets.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's like my favorite inauthentic taco.
I like
it. It's so inauthentic.
Right.
It, like, is made for white, fat Americans. And I'm like, that's me!
Yeah.
It was made for me!
It was made for me! Yes. Yeah. So, originally, I had wanted to ask the question, what is the weirdest taco you've ever seen? But then as I was doing my research, it really is, like, in Mexico, where they come from, like, tacos can really be kind of whatever, depending on what region you're from.
Yeah.
And so the weirdest that I had ever seen, without really terming it weird, because now we know, was a gator taco. My sister lives in Louisiana.
Oh my God.
And everything is gator.
Of course it is.
But I don't remember when we were down there for this, but we went to like a Mexican food restaurant and it was kind of down near New Orleans. So it's actually pretty authentic because there's just so many people in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Not up where she lives in the middle.
Yikes.
But there were gator tacos. And I was like, what is happening?
I mean, that
but
makes sense.
But now I
though.
Know that it's their region. It's what they eat down there. So
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like,
you know?
I would imagine, like, Cancun and a lot of other mm-hmm. places on the Gulf, they probably have a bunch of gators.
Yes. Well, yeah, definitely the fish tacos, which there we go.
I think this isn't, like, the weirdest. Maybe it's, like, the most unconventional.
Yeah.
Unconventional tacos. Sarah, do you have one besides your weird avocado one?
I mean,
right? Are you ready? I have your answer for you.
I have my answer, but Sarah, what's your
answer? You have an answer for me?
I do.
Carrie? Oh, go for
so
it.
So remember
then.
How I
answer.
Told you guys. So I don't know if you guys watch HGTV. But my mother does, and she loves that show with the young husband and wife from Waco, Texas. I don't remember what it's
Chip
called.
Chip and Joanna.
Yes.
Are you talking about Fixer Goddamn Upper?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So
for some reason, we currently have a ton of their magazines in our house. I think my mom was gifted them from a friend. You know, but one of them had a bunch of taco recipes.
Oh, yeah. Taco Noche.
So, Sarah, your weirdest taco for that I'm answering for you is Korean barbecue taco.
Honestly, okay. That sounds great, though.
Right?
That sounds so fucking good. Like, with kimchi instead of, like, whatever kind of pickled cabbage. Oh, hell yeah.
No, they didn't do that. That would be
what?
Way better,
okay. Oh, my God.
Purple cabbage slaw.
I hate Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Oh, you're going to hate them even more at the end. But go ahead and give your answer to the weirdest most.
Okay, the most unique. Unusual taco comes. I mean, I lived on the res for a year. So you know what we had? Indian tacos, where the taco is literally the same as a taco, but instead of a corn tortilla, it's fry bread. So it's so good, but
I mean, that's similar to a They have a fake, like if you want a fake Indian taco, you can get a chalupa.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But it's not, but here's the thing. On the res, you don't have, ground beef or anything like that. Oh. You have like the, like random, it's like after you make, like, because, like, the Zuni people, they're shepherds and sheep herders and stuff, because, like, most people in the Southwest are like that now because of the Spanish. So they would, like, butcher your sheep, right? And you would have all the big bits, you know, and stuff. And anything that was, like, leftover meat, like, you know, some of the intestines, the tongue, parts of the brain, the eyeballs, all that gets ground up. And that goes as the meat on your Indian taco. And when I tell you it's delicious, I'm not lying to you.
Oh, like, Indian tacos are my favorite.
Yeah, dude. Like, yeah. And you can get, like, basically whatever, like, if it's an Indian taco, if it has fry bread instead of,
yes,
like, a normal tortilla, but, like, that specific one with, like, lamb, like, not lamb, but, like, sheep leftovers was just, like, so good.
Yeah. And the same rules apply. The creepier the truck on the side of the road, the better.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But, like, this was, like, after the kids slaughtered it on campus, right, you know. Right.
Yeah.
So oh, good fun. Times. Good times. Native American Day was a wild ride for me.
I'm sure. Yeah. You were like, I'm learning a lot.
Learning so much. I'm learning watching so much. These kids. Like, I'm trying to teach about the Civil War and there's a slaughtering happening right outside my classroom window. Sick.
You're like, this is perfect.
This is awesome.
So we're going to use this as an analogy.
No. Yeah, no, it's just like, it was really rad. And like, the res was crazy. But like, that wasn't one of the crazy things.
Right.
Like, that was just cool.
Right.
Anyway. That's my unusual taco.
I love it. Okay, so are you ready for... Okay, so I was looking at all these recipes, and most of them are great. I mean, you know, there's like taco nachos. You're like, that's fine, whatever. Classic mm-hmm. beef taco, chicken and lime. And then there was one that was called a puffy beef taco.
What the fuck does that mean?
Correct. That is the correct question. So the answer, which I hate... is it is just a corn tortilla that they have cooked themselves in a pan. I was like, so you mean a taco? You like a regular corn tortilla taco. Yeah, there's literally instructions. Add vegetable oil to a large saucepan. Clip a candy thermometer to the side of the saucepan. Bring to 350 degrees over medium heat. Then you fry the tortilla. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm giving you credit. What's next? How do you make it puffy? You know, I'm picturing like a gordita.
Yeah.
Or an Indian fry bread, you know? Fry tortilla one at a time. Use tongs to hold the tortillas folded in half, leaving room for fillings. You mean a taco? That's it.
I'm big mad. So, what the fuck?
So that is why I wanted to talk about tacos. And also, listen, White People Taco Night is happening in Magnolia Journal.
Fucking Magnolia. It makes me so angry sometimes just how capital W white they are in Waco, Texas. I'm gonna lose my marbles.
To Joanna, be fair, the whole
step away from the taco night and just put some shiplap on your dining room table or some shit like that. Oh my god.
To be fair, the whole article is called Taco Noche.
To be fair.
To be fair. You should watch Letterkenny.
Yeah. So to be fair,
but wait, are you ready? Nothing. These specialty taco recipes can be mixed and matched for an elevated twist to this popular street food. Casual but lively, this menu sets the scene for a perfect summer night.
I can't wait.
This is the problem with white people, but it's also why everyone loves tacos.
It's true. It's true.
Because they can appropriate it and use it for their use.
Is there going to be a mango and pineapple salsa?
There was a chicken and mango. Nope, fish and mango taco.
Fish?
Yes.
Fish?
Fish, your favorite.
With mango?
Halibut, specifically.
Now we're just talking through recipes for our listeners, so I'll stop.
I mean,
you guys are welcome. But this is why, like, we were like, we have talked almost an hour about tacos. We've done it.
Yeah, dude. I knew that we would.
But yeah, I had no. Well, yeah, yeah. Okay, I do have one more thing of tacos to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys been to Jack in the Box recently?
Yeah,
I can neither confirm nor deny how drunk I was when I went.
They now have a box of tacos, and I was like, a whole box for $5? I'm so excited. And you could get them loaded or plain. They came to me, and it was 15 tacos, and they were like itty bitty bitty tacos.
Little tiny tacos?
Itty bitty bitty tacos.
Itty bitty tacos.
And I, of course, got the loaded, because why wouldn't you? And it was just like nacho cheese.
Yes.
And hell vegetables. Yeah. And you just ate it with a fork. I mean, I guess you could have eaten it with your fingers, but it was a disaster.
So it was like nacho tacos?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it was a nacho. They're nachos.
It's a nacho.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's from Kim Possible. Those are nachos. Mm-hmm.
But there like, was Ron just part of me...
eats nachos.
Oh, he sure does. I forgot about him and that. Well, Jack in the Box has appropriated that as well.
I love that.
But that is the only... I mean, I don't really have... I wish I had more interesting things. And truly, people, if you like food and you like the history of food, there is a lot of really good information on tacos, because it is this like weird cultural phenomenon where we like all really love tacos and like the background of it and where it comes from and how, I mean, it predates anyone white showing up here, which is not surprising, but it's just really cool to like, these have still lasted. It's such a popular good food that like, you know, 600 years later or whatever, we're still eating them and
more
changing
like,
them. And,
like 6,000.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, yes, yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Still. That's amazing. I love tacos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys have anything else?
I had tacos. Not about tacos.
All right. What are we loving this week?
I'm loving The Sandman. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, so it's this comic book that's written by Neil Gaiman, who's the same guy who wrote Stardust and American Gods and Anansi Boys. Like
and Coraline.
And The Ocean at the End of the Lane.
Exactly, same guy. So he wrote for DC this comic book about the Lord of Dreams. Like, and he's like one of these things called the Endless.
Oh,
and it's like crazy,
yes.
Right?
I've seen this on like Tumblr.
Yeah. So I'm not reading the comic book though. I'm listening to the audiobook. And the audiobook is it's an audio production. There are like the narrator is Neil Gaiman himself, but Morpheus, the Lord of Dreams, is played by James McAvoy. And Death is played by Kat Dennings. And like, there are like 100 billion. Taron Egerton's in it.
What?
Oh my
dude,
God.
Yeah. Like, and so that's what I've been listening to. And it's it's the first like three major arcs of the comic book. So it's already been approved for like a second, like a sequel kind of situation. It's honestly, like, I've been listening to audiobooks for a long time. This has got the best production value of anything I've ever heard in my life. And I've listened to Star Wars ones done by Disney.
Nice.
Like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So, it does cost, like, I don't know, $15, but it's on Audible. It's through Amazon, which we don't like. But it's so good. It's so good. So that is 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Yay.
Love that. Corey?
So I have discovered two new podcasts. They are from the same network, Generic Podcast Network. I love them and their naming. But one is called History in a Hurry.
Oh, love that.
And the other one is called Coldest Cases.
No. So,
actually, you would love it.
Okay.
So History in a Hurry, it's two people. It's a guy and a lady, and they talk about, they take like history something and just try to do it within half an hour. Much like us, they go over. And there's like a three-part series on Alexander the Great, but they do try to do it kind of like in a hurry. And it was really fun. My parents and I listened to the 1970s energy shortage. Sorry, totally lost. And it was good because I had no idea. Like, I didn't know anything about it. And that was really interesting. So then Coldest Cases is done by the lady who does the other one. And she looks up cases that are like really old and super like we can't solve them now. There's just no way we would be able to solve it. So the first one I listened to, she has a 5-part series on Mary Queen of Scots' husband, Lord Darnley, and how he died, because he died in a really weird way and they don't know who did it or why. Mm-hmm. So it's that kind of like cold case. It's not horrendous. You wouldn't hate it. It's not like true crime like other things I love.
No, nothing.
Yeah, I'm but that sounds obsessing. Good. Yeah, I'm obsessing with them right now and listening. They're so good.
Nice. I love that. Lately, I have decided to watch Alias.
Yes.
From the beginning. And I am just... Guys, for the listeners, I think I've told both of you already. In high school, I used to walk to the Hollywood Video to rent Alias DVDs.
Ugh, what a sentence.
Yeah. Oh. Date myself a little bit here.
Truly amazing. Like, not even a Blockbuster, a Hollywood Video.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And so, and I would just, because I come from a large family, and we would get, like, you could rent 3 DVDs at a time. Mm-hmm. And so I was allowed to have 1 DVD, and so I had to watch those 5 episodes. But then once it was done, I didn't have a car. I had to go walk and get the next one so I could keep watching. And I watched, I think, all 5 seasons at least 2 or 3 times through.
Nice.
So it's very nostalgic. I'm very much enjoying myself. If you've never seen Alias, please watch it. Jennifer Garner is just amazing. She's so hot. The best wigs. And Bradley Cooper was in it before he got famous.
What? And yeah. Mr. Andrews from Titanic is in it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Victor Garber. He's like one of the best. He's in the top 50 best TV dads for his role as Jack Bristow.
Oh.
And then the teacher from Never Been Kissed, Michael Vartan, is in it. So, yes. It's a classic. It is very much, you know, had been made in the early 2000s by J.J. Abrams.
Yeah. Oh.
But
so it started, like, but you have to rate the ending on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being The Rise of Skywalker and 10 being literally anything else.
The ending is... Now, it's been a while since I've watched the end. It's better than Rise of Skywalker. But no, the funniest thing about it is that... So he did the TV show Felicity first.
Oh, that's
if you ever
right.
watched that.
I watched like the first 5 episodes.
And so he wanted to... What if Felicity left and went and was like a spy for a summer or something? And that's how he got Alias.
What?
So...
I love
anyways.
It.
Nice. Also, yeah. All of his heroines look the same.
They do.
Why am I just now realizing that Felicity, Sid Bristow, Evangeline Lilly, mm-hmm. and fucking Daisy Ridley all look the same?
Yes.
Oh, they're all beautiful. Stupid.
Yep. They're all stupid beautiful, but they all look the same. And now I'm suspicious.
Now I'm suspicious.
We're going to come back.
And they're all like the same age. Theory.
Yes.
Oh, JJ, I'm on to you. JJ.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, Mariah, what are we talking about next week?
We are talking about the seminal classic. The Mummy.
Yes.
The one with Brendan Fraser.
Right. Right. The original.
Beautiful.
Because
himbo.
That's the only one that exists.
It is. He is the original himbo.
He's such an original himbo. And of course, the love of my life, Rachel Weisz.
Yes.
Yes. So right. Get ready for scarabs. And the 10 plagues of Egypt. And a lot of Egyptology.
Yay.
Yep.
Yay. So we'll see you next. We'll see you. But I guess I should do the outro. It's been a while.
Hold
on a second. Let me rewind. Thank you for listening to the Drive Time Pod. We've had an excellent time. If you would like to stalk us on Instagram, we're at the Drive Time Pod. If you'd like to email us, please do so by writing to thedrivetimepod@gmail.com. As far as I know, we don't get any messages, but that's just sure because no. Apparently no one loves us. new shows, new episodes drop every Wednesday. And go eat a taco for us the night before,
right?
Because it's why people taco night. We're getting ground beef from the grocery store. And eggshells from the grocery store. And shredded wheat from the grocery store.
Shredded wheat?
Shredded wheat? Yeah.
Shut
oh
up.
My gosh. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.